Welcome back to Opinions. Right now, well, let me change this real quick. Right now, I'm with my friends, Lawrence, Edward, and Lauren. These are my friends from high school. I'm very happy to have them on the pod. Today, we're just going to talk about our time in Miami, and we're also going to talk about the new Tyler, the Creator album that came out 2 weeks ago. That album has been on a lot of people's playlist. It's been doing numbers on everybody's minds, and I think it may get a Grammy. So, right now, I'm going to just pass the mic. Yo, fuck you. That nigga's mean. So who wants to? I don't know. I'm just going to pass the mic around. Y'all can just introduce yourself.
Here you go, Lauren.
Yo, what's up? I'm Lauren. I just stubbed the shit out of my toe, like, literally prior to this. It fucking hurts real bad, so sorry if I, like, grunt because my shit hurts. But anyways, yeah, we're here around Miami. We're having a good time. We're going to talk about that later, but I'm going to let Lawrence introduce himself. I got a Twitch. Spread lettuce. We stream. But my PlayStation is back in Germany, so I'm taking, like, a month vacation. But then I'm going to be back on it in, like, August.
Hello, I'm Lawrence Huxtable, aka also Lil Hux, known as Lil Hux. Well, if you want to add me on the social, it is not _ Lawrence, and Insta is v.lawrence. But anyways, I'm just here. Miami's been hella cool. We got to ride some fucking scooters, but I don't know, kind of ripped us off. Me and Euro paid about 26. About 28 for some scooters, about 2 miles, because, you know, we went to the beach. So a lot of nice shit. It had to catch an Uber back.
Yeah, Lord. Bro, that's downtown so easy, bro. I was taking, like,
$9,
bro.
Take a $9 Uber.
Yes,
or $7.
Everybody spent $30. What's 30 jumps for?
120,
bro.
They
made
120 bucks off. Guess what? That scooter was fun, though. It was, though. $3 on a water. Glass. And then water. We also had to pay for some expensive ass
Five Guys. That was also nice. Oh, yeah. Them burgers are expensive.
But they was busting, though.
I struck out my burger. I didn't put it in the fridge yet, so it looks like I'm getting a salmonella.
So I found my Jamaican jerk patty in my bag. And then, man, I thought I put it in the fridge. That shit was in my bag, sitting nice and crispy. I look inside, still looks good. I was just like, yo, are you sure you want to eat that? And I said, no, thank you. I'm going to pass it to Edward now.
I haven't been thinking about anything right now. I'm just chilling. Yeah, name is Edward. I'm just out here. I have no socials to plug at all. All right, let's start talking about something else.
Okay, so like I said, Miami was fun. Miami was nice. But let's get down to the meaty, nitty gritty. I really want to talk about that Tyler album. We've been playing it everywhere we go. It's almost a classic. It's almost a classic, right?
It feels like it should be, right?
Mm-hmm. I listened to the fuck out of it at first. Yeah, it was number one on the Billboard. But when I first heard it, the first song I heard was the intro. It was good. But the second song really starts the album off. It really does. Corso really starts the album off strong. That should have been his intro.
Is Sir Baudelaire, I'm not remembering right now because I'm crazy. Is Sir Baudelaire like an actual full song, or is it more of just like an intro piece?
I think it's more of an intro piece, but I think it's just an intro saying, hey, my name is Sir Baudelaire for this album.
and the other one was Igor, and the other one was Flower Boy.
You know, I do not know Tyler the Creator's real name, so for me, he might as well be Tyler Baudelaire.
What is his
real name?
Let's look that up.
Oh, Connie something?
Connie?
Oh, it's actually the O.
No, wait, I think I've heard his name.
Tyler the Creator's Tyler Gregory O'Connomy. Ohana means family.
His last name
is O'Connomy.
Yeah. No wonder he's different.
Bro, when I heard Baudelaire in those music videos, I was like, wait, is his name Tyler Baudelaire? That's a pretty dope-ass name. But no, it's... What was it again?
It's Tyler Gregory Okinawa. I mean, Okinawa.
Bro, I think it's Okinawa.
The craziest thing about the album was to me, bro, was like... on Safari. Oh, my bad. I was trying to get you. But no, we're on Safari. Jay Versace produced that, bro. I didn't think they would take the nigga. Like, I mean, I knew. I definitely saw him on the come up, like, when he was making his beats, bro. But like, it's good to be, like, he's taking his craft seriously, bro. Because I was like, damn, he really on a Tyler the Creator. He might win a Grammy, bro. Like, Jay Versace, bro. Yeah, he produced on Safari. You didn't know?
Safari?
He made the beat. Yes.
He was on Twitter. I saw it.
Yes. I'm like, that's crazy.
Hey, but we met him.
Yeah, we met him. Like, when he was doing, like, we were in Georgia. Yeah.
I think we met him in, like, Georgia. What was that? Atlanta? In the mall.
Everybody in
that man, I was about, like, 6'2". At the time, I think I was a freshman. I walked in. That man was about 6'2", 6'2". Like, what the fuck? And I was like, LJ, look. Don't he dress just like Jay Versace? And then he came walking closer. I was like, wait, hold on.
You thought a guy dressed like
Jay
Versace? Yeah, bro. Jay Versace intimate. What the fuck?
Not his fans. They dress just like him. So I was like, damn.
I mean, Tyler people dress like Tyler.
Yeah. And I took a picture of him. I took a picture of him on my broken ass fucking like 5S, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to come up. No.
My favorite song off the album was Lemonhead. I didn't expect to hear 42 Doug. And I also didn't expect to hear NBA Young Boy, NBA on what's the name? What's your name? That was a really good feature. He's on his new vibe now. He really wants to get a Grammy, and I see NBA Young Boy winning a Grammy off this album. If Tyler does win, it's kind of funny. The Grammys are rigged, but Tyler won them before, and I think he can do it again.
Wait, for what?
He won it for Best Rap Album. For Igor. J. Cole's album.
I didn't even know he dropped.
That's cap. That's big cap.
That one was like, it didn't have like hits on the hit too. Like,
I think it's gonna get a Grammy nomination because he's J. Cole.
Well, of course.
I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, a lot of my timeline is like people react like.
Lil Baby's gonna get one.
Like I see shit drop. Like when Call Me If You Get Lost. I got all this news feed about Call Me If You Get Lost on Instagram, on Twitter, on all these apps. I didn't hear shit about a J. Cole drop.
No, but when J. Cole...
I didn't hear anything about a J. Cole drop.
Yeah, because I'm saying, like, some people thought it was 50-50, I think.
It was good, and he had a lot of visuals, and I'm very, it was 50-50. I liked it.
Yeah,
I was one of the 50% that liked it.
Yeah, because there was a couple good songs, but the other half, it was just like, all right.
But the promotion that Tyler's doing for this album is crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. I haven't seen that in a while because he performed at the BET Awards. Shit looked like a motherfucking Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah, that's his style. It's his style.
I like it. Now, fucking Dr. Seuss's company, like, yo, we need to get our money right now.
A Tyler the Creator Cat in the Hat movie.
Or something even.
That shit would be fire.
What would he be? I think he did do Cat in the Hat one day. He dressed as Cat in the Hat. Like,
maybe not something that's children's like.
This man just deep throwing the mic. Out.
I didn't deep throw it. I just ate my mic. I got hungry. Chill. What if my mic sounds so static? Like, call me if you get lost. But yeah, I really think the album is. So what do you, out of the verdict out of 10, what do you give this album? I give this album a 9. Kung Fu Panda
turned off. I gave it about a 9.5 out of 10 because, you know, I liked a lot of things about it. Like I really liked a lot of things about it, but I feel like some things could have, he's just a little bit of work. You know what I mean? Like I really liked Wilshire.
You see my hand shaking.
Oh, I like Wilshire, but like it felt really raw and everything, but there was just some audio cues that would like throw you off a bit, like in the song. Like it was really 8 minutes long too, you know. I mean, some people really like that. I mean, this is, and that's just like, you know, my personal preference. So
yeah, yeah. When she was like, "So what do you think?" I think it was too high. So like when that 8 minute song like you were talking about, like when she was saying, "What do you think?" It was too high. Like when she was singing, it could have been a little bit lower. Like she sounded nice, but some of it sounded off key. You know what part I'm talking about. Like it was just like one part that sounded off key as fuck. And I'm like, it's really good. But then I'm like, damn, to call this shit when I'm on your lunch break. I'm like, dang, he's calling it right. And I'm like, hey, it's not a shit album. It's that little part.
Damn, low-key, I don't pay as much attention as y'all do to like all the vocals and shit. But from what I've heard, I'd probably rate it like a 9.5, but that's only because that's probably off of what people think though, because like everybody that I know has said that they liked it. I haven't met like one person that said the album was bad. Have y'all?
No.
Yeah.
A lot of good word of mouth,
but a lot of people. I heard a lot of people complain about DJ Drama, but they just don't understand.
He didn't do wrong, DJ Drama.
Why complain about that? I thought it was good. I like the DJ Drama bit. Or not the bit, but how he's on the songs.
Mm-hmm. The fucking gangster grills.
I mean, I don't know. I just didn't have any problems with it. I thought it was fine. I thought it worked in the music well. Good hype man. Good
hype man. Well, I also gotta add too, even the Run It Up was like one of my favorite songs on the album. Like, I kind of don't like how quiet Tyler sounds in the beginning of the song. Like,
if he wanted to make the intro that long, you know what I'm saying? He should at least make what he was saying a bit louder. You can't really hear it like when you're in a car or something, or when you're hearing it from a speaker, because you have to hear that when
headphones on. I didn't notice that. Y'all notice that?
Yeah.
You have to turn that shit up.
Really? I didn't notice that either. Like, I did not know.
Headphones on is halfway, but for his, you got to turn that shit up.
Like, yeah, because it just sounds like he's whispering. If you think about it, if you like listen to the beginning of the song, if you really focus on it, you can't really hear what he's saying.
Them, shoot, boom, like, cookie crumb, and then you gotta turn it up.
What?
And then as soon as he says,
I'm talking about bubble. Some random shit.
He said, I ain't never doubted myself. I never, blah, 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 blah. I've seen that part. Yeah, you can't hear. It's quiet. You don't hear anything. So
just, I think I low key always hear it. But
even when you're in the car, you can hear exactly what he's saying.
I don't know. I just started driving.
He's trying to crash.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's only my first day out here.
Man, this man cannot drive. I don't want to get off topic, but no, I'm not saying that. He can drive, but now he went to the wrong car, bro.
He left the window down today.
Oh yeah,
bro, how do you leave the window down in Miami?
Hey, it was Shreeside, so.
It looks to me like we get robbed. We would have got.
Dude, there could have been a homeless man sleeping in that car.
He said, ooh, comfy.
Leather seat. And dude, it wasn't like halfway. That shit was down.
Hey, but the car fire.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that thing. That
little, somebody that zooming thing off. They zooming off in a nice car.
Yeah, that little thing got a little speed on it. I was.
V6.
I knew it. I was like, damn, why are you getting car this fast? You know, we're trying to get your ass killed. We're trying to get your ass killed.
You need a V4.
Yes, bro. You do not need a car that fast, bro. And here, like,
Nah. Yeah, the people driving reckless here. You probably wouldn't be one of them.
Nah, I'm going to be merging lanes, swerving.
Bro.
Swerving. You better not.
Swerving.
Nah. Freaks in the sheets.
Kung Fu Panda 2. I think that's good enough for the pod boys. I thank y'all ever so much. Or what verdict are you giving
this
on?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. And I just want to say Rango, best movie.
Rango?
Rango is a phenomenal animated film. Probably one of the best. Johnny Depp is a lizard in it. I'd recommend. Just like Call Me If You Get Lost. That album is good as shit. I mean, there's a couple of songs I have not listened to again since the initial listen party. I mean, I got nothing against Safari, but I've not listened to it again. Kind of same thing with Lumberjack. Lumberjack, I have this weird thing where it's kind of disconnected from the album for me because it was released like what? A week and a half prior? 2 weeks? So I listened to that song about 50 times, and then eventually the whole album got released. I listened through it once. And Lumberjack went, man, I forgot Lumberjack was a part of this album. And then I've been listening to all the other songs I like, and Lumberjack has just not been played again. Because it's weird to think about that it's in an album.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one song now.
That's true. It's still a really good ass song, but I haven't listened to it in a bit.
Yeah.
Rolls Royce, pull out.
Bro, I got
nothing else to say. Name, pull out.
I'm sorry.
Well, wait, before, I don't want to get copyrighted. Thank you, everybody, for... No, I'm dead ass, Thank you, everybody, for listening to Opinions. Well, you already know the podcast. You're already on here. I thank everybody. Thank you, LJ. Thank you, Edward. And thank you, Lawrence, for being on this pod. And I hope we can have more. And maybe Tyler's going to hear this one day. You never know. But, hey, signing off. Ciao.